Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 5th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Amazon is preparing to launch a pair of wireless earbuds with Alexa integration in the second half of 2019, according to sources. The device will reportedly look similar to Apple's AirPods, include gesture controls for answering calls and changing tracks, and include a USB charging case, with current test units coming in black and gray. The European Commission sent statements of objections to Valve, Bandai Namco, Capcom, Focus Home, Koch Media, and ZeniMax, issuing a preliminary view that bilateral agreements that prevent users from buying and using PC games outside of their country of residence goes against the EU's antitrust rules. This would infringe on the EU's Article 101, as it denies European consumers the benefit of the EU's digital single market, as a geo-blocking prevents cross-border sales in some EU member countries. If sufficient evidence of infringement is found, the European Commission can ban the behavior and issue fines of up to 10% of the publisher's annual worldwide turnover. Snapchat announced Snap Game, a platform for users to play real-time multiplayer games, supported by 6 seconds unstoppable ads. Snap also launched an AR platform called Scan, with partnerships from Photomath and Giphy. And App Stories will now let developers insert Snapchat stories into their own apps, with Tinder and House Party two of the first to do so. Snapchat also unveiled a new slate of 10 original series. WhatsApp for Business customers launched on iOS after previously being Android-only. According to Facebook, which owns WhatsApp, WhatsApp Business has now been adopted by millions of businesses worldwide since its debut. Microsoft is making changes in how it rolls out its May updates for Windows 10, codenamed 19H1, in order to avoid problems it had with its October update. First, a release preview will come out next week, with a month for testing. Also, the choice between monthly updates and twice-yearly feature updates will be made clearer, and users will be able to choose monthly updates that do not include feature updates, at least until the version of Windows reaches end of life, which is 18 months. Users will now also be able to delay monthly updates for up to 5 weeks. Microsoft will also adjust active hours, the time when it won't push updates, based on your usage. A new dashboard will make it easier to see what else you need to update, like drivers, in order to get everything working. And Microsoft will use machine learning to help identify important bug reports, including reports on Twitter and Reddit. In preliminary Q1 earnings, Samsung reported operating income of 6.2 trillion won, roughly $5.5 billion, a decrease of 60% on the year, the biggest decline since Q3 2014, and below analyst estimates of 6.93 trillion won. Samsung issued a warning last month that income would fall short due to decreases in DRAM and NAND memory prices as a result of slowing sales to Amazon Web Services and Apple. Full net income and division performance will be available in Samsung's full earnings report later in April. Tesla delivered 63,000 cars last quarter, down 31% from the previous quarter. Recode's Ronnie Mola points out that while Tesla sells a lot fewer cars than Toyota or Ford, for example, Tesla's Model 3 was the best-selling luxury car last year, according to Car and Driver. The Model 3 sold 138,000 cars. The number two car was the Lexus RX at 112,000 cars. But Tesla likes to talk about the Model 3 as a mass-market car, and Elon Musk has predicted demand for 500,000 Model 3s in 2019. 9to5 Google reports that Google sent music artists an email letting them know it will shut down Google Play Artist Hub on April 30th. Artists will need to publish songs with a YouTube partner like CD Baby or TuneCore in order to stay in the streaming service as Google transitions Google Play Music to YouTube Music. And in further Google shutdown news, the company announced the dissolution of its AI ethics board, the Advanced Technology External Advisory Council, which was just announced on March 26th. The move comes after thousands of Google employees signed a petition to remove board member Kay Coles James and the resignation of board member Alessandra Acosti. In an update to the blog post announcing the formation of the council, Google stated, quote, "It will find different ways of getting outside opinions on these topics." AI researcher Ian Goodfellow updated his LinkedIn profile, showing he joined Apple as director of machine learning in the Special Projects Group. Goodfellow previously worked at Google and OpenAI, where he invented the Generative Adversarial Network, or GAN, type of AI system. He joins the former head of Google's AI division, John Giandrea, who went to Apple last April. And finally, tiny phone fans, rejoice! Verizon announced you can now purchase the 3.3-inch Palm phone as a primary device available on sale for $199. Previously, the device was only available as a companion to a primary device, similar to maybe a smartwatch, requiring a separate data plan but tied to the same phone number. However, existing Palm Companion devices cannot be used as a primary device, only new phones going forward, because I guess that would make too much sense. Palm also issued an update to the device to improve battery life and camera performance. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.